So good morning. Just nice to be with you, all of you, today. It's actually nice to be back. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the first day of the week that we can gather together, Lord. And thank you for your love toward us. Father, thank you for your salvation, Lord. And as we think about missions, Father, we just ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom, Lord, how to reach the lost. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Pastor kind of mentioned the word, what is a missionary. And he also explained that traveling to another country doesn't make you a missionary. You know, it makes you a curious tourist. What's in that country, you know. But part of the missions as well takes some of that, because if you don't know where you're going and what you're going to do there, you're going to be a casualty. You know, so, and most of the time, that's the first thing that you do is basically find out, have a plan what you're going to do when you get there. You know, sometimes we call that like summer harvest. You know, you go there and you plan an action, and you plan what you're going to do, and the territory, the people that are there, what do they eat? Because there are some people that are not missionaries, they go there and they become a casualty because they got Moctezuma's revenge the first week. And they say, I'm not going to go to that country because I can eat the food. And they come back home, and that's it. Their vision just went south. I see missionaries also that they so enthusiastic about going to the mission field, and they're not ready. Because also God has to call you there geographically to go there. You can be in the will of God, but sometimes you're not in the will of God geographically. God wanted you to be here, and you decided to be like Jonah to go over there. And God is going to pull you. He's going to make you. He's going to grab a little whale to get you in. No whale, but a large fish, you know. Could be a donkey. We don't know what. But he's going to take you to that place where you're going to be. And God can take you there as well. Or if you could be also rebellious and say, I'm not going. But one of the major things of a missionary is just like following the, like in Matthew chapter 28, at verse 18 it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now, Jesus said that, and he also passed that on to us. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So, as we can see, as an obedience to God, as a call, we go. We just don't go because on our own interests. But you receive the call from God directly, and you say, okay, God is calling me to go to this specific place. And you go. And if you are receiving that call from God, God has to provide that place for you. God has to provide for you. He has to provide a shelter for you. It's not just going, okay, God is going to let me starve there. I have heard so many missionaries that are begging for money. They go there. Now they don't have any money. They don't have any food. They don't have any clothing. And then, is that the case? My God is a liar. You see what I'm saying? If you go there and God is calling you, God is obligated to provide for you. That's how God works. If we just go there on our own, that means that we are not in the geographical will of God. And sometimes we have to consider then, does God really want me here? I mean, you could be saving souls. And you say, what's so bad with that? You're going to pay the consequences of the decisions that you made. You see what I'm saying? But if God is in it, He's going to open up doors. I think Friday we had Pastor Ronaldo here. You can see the fruit of his labor. He got called to that place. He said, how difficult can that be? His wife is here. He's there. He got called on that place. And it's hard. And sometimes you got to make that decision. You know, you got some pastors that their wives are here and they're there. And you're like, well, that's not right. And sometimes God is going to call you to do something that is very difficult. And it's like, that doesn't make sense to me. For us, doesn't make sense. But for God, it makes sense. Because if there was one person that got saved during your travels to there, it's worth it. You and your wife, you're going to heaven. But that person may not go to heaven because you didn't share the gospel with them. But if that person is willing to receive the gospel, that's why he sends you to that specific place, just like Philip. so he can share the gospel, so they can hear the gospel, so that person can be saved. And that's the one thing that we, as missionaries, you know, we don't just go there because we want to go somewhere. I'm telling you, I can show you some pictures where there was a lady just the last couple of weeks. I got to the home, and there, where they get the water is a container. It's a pail of water. You know, it's a plastic container. And it says, Pastor Lucy's here. Go and get some water so we can make some coffee. And she got a container, and the water's been sitting outside. She went there, scooped the water, brought it inside. Thankfully, it's coffee, because she's going to boil that water. You see what I'm saying? And I'm praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, don't get me sick the first day I'm here. Yeah, see, as a missionary, you don't even think about those things, you know, because you know that you have to pray in every direction that the Lord takes you. You know what I'm saying? And you're so dependent on Him every second of your life. You know, not just going there. So they brought the water, they made the coffee, and I heard with the phone that they calling for something for us to eat for breakfast. And the guy says, well, yeah, we open. I just really sick, you know, but I'll open for you. I'm like, that guy is sick. He's going to prepare my breakfast. So that level of trust has to increase to 100%. Because if you're not there, you're going to get sick. So you have to be so dependent on God in everything you do. The food was brought. We pray for the food. And we had to pray for the guy that brought it too. Because he was willing to do that as well. And then we go, after breakfast, we go a couple of doors down, and there's some people that are sick. You know, and so we pray for them, and they shake your hands, and, you know, they're coughing, and they shake your hands, and, you know, and so you come to the point that you don't even think about those things. You know, if you have this little sanitary papers, you even forget about it, because you're dependent on God. Now, it's wise when you eat, you know, wash your hands, because it's in the Word of God, you know. So that's what you do. But you can go there with fear, and your whole testimony or your whole teaching means nothing, because what's the point? You fear the situation. So basically, when I go there, I just say, Lord, I'm there because of you. That's it. And we go places. We have a car that we went to this church. It's about 45 minutes. The road, and they have holes and holes there, so you have to kind of maneuver to get there. And then you get into the town. There's about 135 people. 65 people came, to more than half. And it's the evening, and I depend on my glasses. There was one light here and one light here. That's it. And my Bible, even with my glasses, I'm going like this, you know, like, so you prepare before you go, because the Holy Spirit is going to take over at that time. And sometimes you prepare something, the Holy Spirit tells you to speak about something else. So after the service, I had another place to go, and the people are so loving and so accommodating that they actually said, we want you to stay here for dinner. And I'm like, So I had a birthday that they asked me to speak to a little family for the birthday person. So I said, we're going to make it. They told me coffee, right? That's what they said. And so I went there. They already prepared a whole meal. And the people were actually making tortillas by hand. And their kitchen is just sticks and a hatch roof and stuff like that. And the family, they're just talking and happy about, you know, we were able to be there. And they serve us dinner. And then we got back. And we're just praying that we get back, because that car, when the person started, it's like, it didn't want to start. It's like on the hills, it's almost they had to get up and push the thing, because, and there are eight of us in the thing. And we're like, I said, Lord, I need to get there. So we're just praying that I get there. So while this whole time he's driving, I'm praying that we're going to get to the next town. But that's how the Lord provides, you know, and it's like, so all week, you just get built up, you get built up, you get built up, where the thing that worry you from the beginning is nothing now. Because now you have a better capacity. So that's what you gain as a missionary. You gain capacity for the things that you were so concerned. And God opens doors, opens the people's hearts to hear the message, and people are saved. And it's not about just us going to some place. No, it is nice. You have time to go and check, you know, the ruins and stuff like that. That's your, you know, you're at the time that you have some freedom to do that. And it's nice to be able to do that. But if you have a specific calling to a certain part of the world, and then we go knowing that God is going to be behind us the whole time. If God is behind the whole time, yes, you're going to get sick here and there. But guess what? He's faithful and just that He's going to also deliver us from that. And the one thing that I know that He always delivers us. And the one thing that I notice when I have the fear, you know, God can tell you the fear, and then it's kind of a reminder that God is not really, that you're not trusting Him. Do you see what I'm saying? As soon as fear gets in, we start trusting God, and then we start trusting ourselves. Because when Adam and Eve sinned, they never seen fear before. But as soon as they sin, fear got into them. And that's the one thing that's my little flag sometimes. As soon as I feel fear, and then I wonder and I question myself, am I in the will of God in this particular scenario? And that's basically my little gauge for me to say, okay, if I'm fearless and I'm going there, I know God is with me. But as soon as fear gets to me, and then I stop and I say, okay, I got to think about this scenario. It's God's will for me to go there, you know. Yeah. It's a very good experience to go on a mission. Because, like Pastor said, the love of God that lives in us, He also wants us to show it to other people what Christ did for us. Just like teachers, they don't do that because they love teaching, you know. But they don't go there for the money, but because they love teaching the students. You know, the doctors, you know, they do it for the money, and, you know, they think they're going to make money. But eventually they see that they love to cure people. The same thing with us. As missionaries, we go to the field because we love these people. We don't want them to go to the lake of fire. And that's a commission. It's a commandment that was asked from us to go, and that's what we do. So, thankfully, we make a decision. We honor God when we make that decision. And as we get ready, we also have to have the Word of God ready for us as we go, because that's the one thing that we have. So as we go there, we also share those things. And the one thing that I really enjoy when I go to in the mission field is that not only I get to meet new people, I get to meet the children that actually just start to grow, and then seeing those children also to be raised in the ways of the Lord, and now they are part of the church. And some children are also seeing that their children now are part of the church. So you see the fruit being built up, you know, in all these years. I remember, I think I was 7 or 8, I used to follow behind my dad's bicycle. He had a little grill in the back, like a little seat in the back. And that's where I used to sit. And he had a flashlight and a Bible and a machete. That's all he had. And here we go. And that's what we did. And sometimes we got to travel 30 miles and we got to take a bus or something like that. And he's like, man, I don't have enough money to come back, but we're going to go. The Lord is going to provide. And I'm going the whole time. How are we going to come back? How are we going to come back? He doesn't have the money. You know what I'm saying? So, and we drive to, we just pedal for about maybe 10 miles. And then he knows that he has to take a vehicle or something. And the person stops. We ask him where we're going. We tell them. And we get there. He goes, oh, you don't own anything. My faith just builds up. Because I knew that God was with us. Even at that little age, you know, I just knew that God would provide. And at that point, I just knew that God was going to provide. So that's, for me, was one thing that I never forgot. And God put it beside my heart for missions. And I've been doing that since. But my dad started that. And he celebrated his 89th birthday this year. Still preaching. Because God called him to do that. At the age of 27. And he never turned back. At his age right now, he still visits about 20 families in the area. Because he can't drive, he can't ride his bicycle. So he walks and visits his family one day at a time. And have church in the home. It's unique the way he does it. He tells the family, I'm going to come and preach in your house, invite your friends. and they invite the friends, and they have a little something to eat afterwards, and they go to the next house. So that's what he does all the time. That's his church. That's his ministry. Once in a while, he goes to other places, but they have to come and get him. But what he does by himself, he does it by walking or taking the little taxi or tricycles and stuff like that. But that's what he does. At 89 years old. There's no retirement as a missionary. Just remember that. No retirement as a missionary. So, just to wrap it up, when God calls you, we have to be obedient to Him. Sometimes fear gets to us, and just watch out for that fear. Because if there's fear, and then you're going to be a casualty on the field. Especially young missionaries, I mean in the faith. They don't have that foundation, what missions is. They just want to go there because something's going to change their lives. No. It's going to change your life, definitely. But it's not the way God wants you to change your life for the kingdom. So, as obedience to God, when you hear that call, go. Because He will provide. Just like He says in Genesis, when Abraham took his son to be sacrificed, He says, God will provide. Actually, in the original, God is the provider. Will be the provider. And God Himself will die for mankind. And so that's what He does when we go to the mission field. He will provide for all our needs. Because if we are in the geographical will of God, He has to provide. Amen?
If you don't know that you're going to heaven when you die, if you would like to go to heaven when you die, and know without any question in your mind, based in the Word of God, He gave it to you as a gift, so simply thank Him for that gift. Pray in your heart, Lord Jesus, thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for dying on the cross for me. I accept Your gift. I accept Your mercy. Save my soul and take me to heaven when I die. Amen.